LNE Volume 3, a video by the great Franklin Carbonati, spanning Rome, Milan, London, New York, Paris, Barcelona, Montreal, and Toronto, featuring Rebo, Volvo, Snens, MTNW, Anger, Talker, Xavier, BO South, Lure, Rehab, Time, Zonic, XSM, Kemto, Salon, TD, Emno, Fayer, Toser, Nove, Stays, Villo, OSF, Waste, Soul, Zano, Guko, and What. The full video is now available on our Patreon. Enjoy, peace, love, and respect.
There was another time, man, like, this story, like, I wish it was, like, recorded, because, like, it's, like, hard to believe. I'm pinning on Atlantic Avenue. This is the first time I met Nori SB. He does the NR throw up. Mm-hmm. We're painting. We're doing this gate. CEO and Panic looking out. And, like, somehow, I don't know how, CEO didn't see the cops coming. And then he just yells over the phone, like, run, the D's. And, like, they're right in front of me. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to jail. And, like, they just all looked at me and started yelling at me like crazy. Like, they were like, ah, go home. Like, straight yelling at me and, like, sticking their tongues out at me. And they just, like, sped off mad fast. And I'm, like, so confused. Like, panic's like, run. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I start running across Atlantic Avenue. And I see them coming back. And I'm like, fuck, this is a fucking nightmare. They're coming back. They're like, two of them were like hanging out the fucking window with fucking flashlights, like pointing them at us. They're like, yo, get him. He's getting away. Get him. Ah, like screaming. Like me explaining it, I feel fucking stupid explaining it right now, because it's like, nah, you're making this shit up. They chase Nori down the block. They're like, nice shoes. Get him. They chased me into the projects.
They're probably dying laughing.
Bro, they were having the time of their fucking lives. I run into these fucking projects. I'm like, yo, I'm winded. I threw myself behind this dumpster, and they start laughing at me. They speed off, chase Nori again, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like, run into the station at this point on Utica Avenue, the A train, and Panic calls me. He's like, yo, where are you? And I'm like, I'm going home. Like, they're looking for us. He's like, nah, come back. Finish the gate. And I'm like, what the fuck you mean, finish the gate? He's like, yeah, Nori's finishing up right now. The cops didn't care. They kept it pushing. I'm like, winded. I'm like, yo, these cops were so fucking bored. And we just made their fucking night.
That's insane.
I mean, I don't think that shit would never, it would have never happened if it wasn't COVID, mm-hmm. in my opinion. But, like, yeah, I have had some weird-ass encounters with the police during COVID.
Yeah, what was up with, so you pretty much went, like, did this, like, crazy all-city thing during COVID. Like, what was up with that? Was that planned? Like, how did that go?
Like, so, like, I've known Panic and Seal for a couple years at this point, and they were like, yo, let's start painting. Like, you know, let's do, like, a little tour. And, you know, before COVID, we just started going out a couple nights a week, and it started to build up. But then when COVID hit, we all got scared. I mean, who wasn't scared, you know? Everybody was staying home. But then everybody just got bored. I got bored. I mean, I basically lost my job. I wasn't doing anything. I was like, I might as well go out and paint. And we just took advantage. I mean, like, it was like literally every fucking night we were out. We paint all night until like 7, 8 in the morning. Go home, sleep, do it all over again. And this happened for like a couple months at a time. Like, yeah. Like 3-4 months straight, we were just painting every night.
It was actually pretty sick, because in my neighborhood, like, obviously, you know what gates get hit and what don't. And I see you guys pop up on shit that, like, never got hit ever. And I was like, yo, I'm very interested to see, like, how long that'll run. And some of them actually ran.
A lot of shit ran for a minute. Crazy, there's just spots out there that other people have, and I'm like, yo, that wall never used to rot.
Yeah.
And there you go. You have a fill on it for, like, 2 years. It's insane.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. So they're buffing everything now, or
do you, I mean, they I just hope so. We've noticed a couple spots gotten buffed. Like, so, I hope more of it happens. You know, the city needs to be fucking refreshed.
It really does. The LES is cooked.
Oh man, I hate the Lower East Side, but yeah, it's cooked. Like, it's kind of disgusting. Like, now people are just climbing up and like hitting on top of the awnings and shit, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. But I ain't gonna do that shit. So that's why, like, now the thing is, like, we're just blasting over walls with fucking stompers.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that we could do now.
How often are you painting now?
I mean, I painted, like, twice this past week, but not very often. Maybe once a week. which is fine with me, you know.
How come?
I got caught up with the police, that's why. But yeah, this time around, you know, it's like, it was enough to scare me to like keep me in the crib, because I've been back before and I was out painting the next day. I don't give a fuck. But this time around, I was like, I got to take this one serious, you know, waited it out. Everything's fine now, so whatever. You know, I hit the group chat up. I was like, yo, we back outside, what's up?
What happened, if you don't mind? You don't have to go into detail, you know.
I'll keep it at this. Vandal Squad is outside. That's all I'm going to say. Don't get caught slipping.
But and it is VS. It's not
They're outside.
So, but you're painting now.
Oh, yeah. You know. You just got to know what you're doing. When, you know, when you get arrested, when those handcuffs go on, I'll go on mute mode. I don't know. I cannot answer a single question without a lawyer present.
Yo, it's crazy. Speaking about, like, you know, VS, cops, and all that stuff. I was doing some research on Shamrim, and they are known for fucking people up.
Bro, they have Instagrams.
They're really, really, really crazy. Yeah. Cool. They're really crazy, man. Like,
bro, some of my friends have gotten beat up by Shamrim.
They broke a dude's eye socket and left him blinded. And then another dude, like, well, this dude was walking home, and they jumped him. Like, if you didn't know that it was Shamrim, you would think it was just a random, like, assault by, like, six dudes on one or whatever, and they broke his eye socket, and they blinded him. Like, you know how badly you need to snuff somebody out to blind them forever?
Yeah, and break that orbital bone.
Yeah, another one I saw was that this dude was, like, jacking off in his car, and then they found out, they came, and there's a video, apparently, of them stomping him out.
What the fuck? Yeah, they get away with that shit too. It's they're a gang.
They're literally a gang.
It's a gang,
and it's crazy too. I saw that one of their dudes in Shamrim, he bribed an NYPD officer to get 150 gun permits so that they could carry guns. Yeah. But they ended up getting caught trying to do that shit or whatever. And I was seeing like it's just like really crazy, and it reminded me of how everyone was saying, like, defund the police and have, like, community policing.
Yeah.
But that's what community policing is. It's like, because that's what Shamrim is. Like, it's community policing. Yeah. They're policing their own neighborhood. They don't really have guns and power like that. But, like, it's just like any group of people, you give them enough, like, you give them power, they slowly, slowly take more and more and more. Like, if they catch you painting, they literally might fuck you up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, badly.
Yeah. And that is a fact. But, I mean, go find out for yourselves. Go paint those areas. I mean, if you could pull it off, that's what's up. But, yo, I mean, like, my boys point out a wall in that area. I'm like, I'm good. I'm not even going to look out, bro. I'm staying in the car. I'm good. Because, yeah,
they'll drive by and see you just standing there.
Bro,
and if you don't look like them, they're going to be like, what are you doing here?
I mean, yeah, they do be looking at you like you're fucking, like, out of this world. Like, so fuck them. But, like, they just multiply like roaches, and like before you know it, there's like 20 of them chasing you and eventually stomping you out. It's basically crazy. It's like, and then they call the cops, and then you're arrested and you're all fucked up. Like, it's not worth it.
That
bro.
Is so not crazy. Worth it.
Not worth it. I can't even imagine them having guns, because that'd be bad.
No, they would probably get away with straight murder.
Oh, yeah, straight up. They'd be like, oh, he reached for something. Really, you just putting your hands up to, you know, block up.
To block
kick,
the stomping.
And boom, you're getting shot. Like,
have you seen their recruitment videos?
No, I have not.
All I got to say is, anyone who's watching this, and when you have time, YouTube Shamrim New York. Like, Shomrim, New York. YouTube it and watch their recruitment videos. You're going to shit yourself. Like, it is some out of this world, like, blatantly racist shit, to be honest with you. It is crazy. Just YouTube it and you're going to be like, this is the, and then if you Google their name, they really do have pretty deep ties with the NYPD. Like, they handle that shit the way they want to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they notify the NYPD pretty much when they want to handle it. And when they want to notify them, and they've actually been known for not notifying them as fast as the NYPD would want them to. Like, they take it into their own hands a little bit more than the NYPD wants, is what they said. And I actually watched a video of, like, they're really, it's on some real deal, like, community policing shit. Like, in a way, if you're part of that community and that's, like, your shit, you'd probably feel actually safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you know anyone who doesn't look like me, who comes and fucks around with anyone who looks like me, is getting fucked up badly.
The second you step into that neighborhood, they know that they're being watched.
Yeah.
Like the people that live there, they know that, yo, look at this Spanish guy walking across the street. They know that somebody's watching them already, probably. So they don't care. They like you said, they feel safe in that neighborhood.
Yeah. I actually saw a video while I was doing this whole like research. And it was a dude, he went into, was probably an Apple store or something.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, he tried to run out.
Yes. He just went, and he's a fool for doing it.
It seemed like a regular man that lives in that neighborhood got involved.
Yeah,
you know, immediately. The man was Shamar.
But it seems like they're all involved.
Yeah,
in a way,
the second he tried to run out of the store, he was, they grabbed him up. It's like,
freaking
one, why are you trying to steal? What was it? Some AirPods or something like that?
It was like a fucking iPod Touch, like
some AirPods or a fucking a phone. Come on, that's just not worth it. And then in that neighborhood,
as soon as he opened the door, some dude went bang,
grabbed him immediately. I was,
and then the dude who he
shit.
Just racked from came out and was like, "You did it!" Yeah. Like pointed at him, and then he was like, "Don't bang me."
Honestly, he asked for it, bro. What are you doing, bro?
He's a fool for doing.
Fucking idiot.
And then when the video ended, it probably got even crazier.
They probably beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, they probably started uppercutting him, but
because I mean, it's like it's not like an AT&T store. It looked like a local like phone store, so it's coming out of that dude's pocket most likely. You know, it's not a corporate store, so
I feel like for
probably beat the shit out of him for that.